Hergutes, Chapter 19, Mishnah, Hey, the fifth Mishnah, again continuing discussing the laws of a baby and performing the Bris Milah on Shabbos. The challenges, complications, and various different scenarios. The Mishnah begins, Katan, Nimol, Shmona. There are certain cases where a baby boy, receives his Bris Milah, his circumcision on the eighth day, sometimes Tisha on the ninth day of Asar, the tenth, of Chadashar, the 11th, the Shneimasar, and sometimes even the 12th day. Lo Pachos, the Lo Yoser. Not less and not more. Okay, so what exactly are the scenarios that would entail to have a baby boy's bris fall out on one of these days? Kedarko Lishmona. The usual manner, baby is born, and on the eighth day he receives his bris. That's the easy one. What about the ninth? Explains the Mishnah. Nolad Levein Hashmashos. Let's say a baby is born during the twilight. He's born Bein Hashmashos. It is unclear if it is day or night. Let's say, for example, a baby is born Tuesday in the evening. Unclear if it's still Tuesday or perhaps Wednesday has already begun. What do we do? Nimol L'tisha. We make the bris not on the following Tuesday, but we wait until the Wednesday of the following week. So really, it is the ninth day. Bein Hashmashos Shel Erev Shabbos. What about if a baby is born during this twilight? Between Shkia, between sunset and Seis, and nightfall on Friday, Nimol Asara, his bris would actually be not on Shabbos, but rather on Sunday. The reason being, we do not perform a bris milah on Shabbos unless the baby is vadai born on Shabbos. Unless a baby is for sure, is certain that he was born on Shabbos, then and only then we perform the bris on Shabbos. Otherwise, we would push off a day later. Why? Because we're not sure. Perhaps a possibility. We only would like to perform a bris at the right time on the eighth day. Since the baby is born during this Bein Hashmashos, during this time where it's unclear, it's unsure if it's day or night on Friday, therefore, such a case would not override the Shabbos, and therefore we only perform the bris milah on Sunday, which ends up being the 10th day. What about the next case? Yom Tov Lachar Shabbos. What would happen if there'd be a Yom Tov falling out on Sunday? Nimol Echad Asar. The previous scenario, when the baby was born on a Friday, which was Bein Hashmashos, we don't perform the bris on Shabbos. We would not perform the bris on Sunday. Again, same concern with performing a bris on Shabbos when the baby might not require a bris that day. We'd be pushed off again to the Monday, which would end up being the 11th day. When is the next scenario? Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. What about if there's 2 days of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah falling out on Sunday and on Monday? Nimol L'Shneim Asar. Then the baby would have his bris on the following day, which would end up being the Tuesday, which is day 12. The various commentators debate. Why is it the Mishnah specifically wrote Rosh Hashanah for 2 days Yom Tov? Lichora, seemingly they could have written almost any Yom Tov. They could have said first 2 days of Sukkot, Shavuos, last 2 days of Sukkot, which is Shmiat Seres of Torah. So the question is specifically Rosh Hashanah, because we know that there's a stringency of Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days really are like only 1 day. We have one Kedusha, which is spreads over the 2 days, as explained in the Mishnayos of Rosh Hashanah. Or no, we're talking about a case where it really would be any Yom Tov, but the example that the Mishnah gave us was on Rosh Hashanah. Others say perhaps the reason why Rosh Hashanah is mentioned, because Rosh Hashanah really applies everywhere. There are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even in Israel, unlike every other Yom Tov, where only 1 day of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisroel. Perhaps that is the reason why our Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, because that is applicable everywhere, not just outside of the land of Israel. The Mishnah concludes, Katan Hachola in Mohalin Oso Ad Sheyavri. If a child is born and he's chola, he's not feeling well, he is ill, we do not perform the bris milah until he comes well. Once a baby recovers from the illness, we count 7 days, in order so that the child will be strong after he's performed the bris milah. It's talking about a case, of course, where the entire body of the baby was really suffering, required a full, complete, full shlema. If, like, for example, the baby had just a small ailment somewhere, then, of course, we could perform the bris milah right after that ailment had passed, whenever that would be. We don't have to wait 7 full days once a smaller, more minor ailment recovered. Pergutes Mishnah Vav. Again, we are continuing with performing a bris milah, performing a circumcision on Shabbos. Eluhen tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. These shreds would actually render the bris milah invalid, and as long as they've not been removed, the child, the baby, is actually not considered numal, circumcised. What is these shreds of flesh that remain? Explains the Mishnah, basar hachofe esro v'atara. The flesh that covers most of the corona. If sufficient skin remains from the skin of the foreskin to cover most of the height of the corona, which is the high lip that surrounds the penis, which it slants down towards its end, as has already been discussed earlier, we know that a person would be permitted to remove the bris milah of the skin on Shabbos. And in fact, even if the mohel removes his hand from the circumcision on Shabbos, would be permitted to return to remove the skin that still remains, because these shreds would actually render the bris milah invalid. However, if only a little amount of skin would remain, that doesn't cover most of the height of the corona, this is considered to be tzitzit, the shreds that would not render the bris milah invalid. And as long as the mohel, however, is involved with the bris on Shabbos, you can even return to these smaller shreds, which would not invalidate the bris milah, but if the mohel is still involved, he could actually remove it with his hand, even on Shabbos. However, once he moves his hand away, he cannot return to these tzitzit, these shreds, that would not invalidate the bris milah. Such a baby, the inner ochel betruma. If the baby is actually a kohen, and if the skin is still covering most of the corona, and it remains, so therefore, he's considered a person who is an arel, he's considered a person who is uncircumcised. A person who is uncircumcised, a kohen, who doesn't have a bris milah, is not permitted to eat truma. This is learned from a gezerah shava. The gezerah shava, which is derived, which is an analogy from the Korban Pesach. It says in Shmos that Tosha v'sacher lo yochalbo, a stranger and a hired servant is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. It also says regarding Truma, Tosha v'kohen v'sacher lo yochal kodesh. And it says with regards to eating Truma, in the Yikra, that also a stranger and a hired servant should not eat part of this holy, either the holy thing. And therefore, the Gemara learns, just as the Korban Pesach, it's usher to be consumed, usher to be eaten by a person who's an Aral, but someone who's uncircumcised, because it says, Kol Aral Leochabo, so too, Truma is also deemed inappropriate and usher to be eaten by a Kohen who is an Aral. Hayab Bal Basar Mesakno Mipnei Maris Ayin, and if this baby was a little bit obese, and even after the entire foreskin was removed, it looked as if there was still some skin covering most of the corona, then in fact the Mo should correct it, he should fix it, Misakno, he should remove the flesh. Why? Because of Maris Ayin. Because it might appear to someone else that this individual, this baby, is uncircumcised. Finally, the last line of the Mishnah, mal v'lo para, es mila, ki'ilu lo mal. If a baby performed the bris milah, and he did not tear the bris milah, did not tear the circumcision, it's as if the baby did not receive a bris milah. the mechuyav, the obligated to go back to Teira. So all we do is perform a little bit of the bris milah, a little bit of circumcision, the foreskin must be removed. And if it was not removed properly, and in fact the bris milah was not performed properly, then such an individual, in which case this mohel, made a chabalah, he inflicted a wound, did not fulfill a mitzvah, and he, in fact, would be chayav for creating a wound on Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishnah states that it is important to ensure that the flesh is removed properly, even on Shabbos, that the foreskin is removed, is torn away properly